from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Susie Racho with The Do List. Cy Musiker is away, but David Wiegand is here to talk about the best in arts and entertainment this week. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Let's start with a world premiere at Berkeley Rep.
Wanna touch the sun with a spark in my eye? If you do, do it greatly, because we're all gonna die. Need more showbiz, more pizzazz. Come live without your jazzy jazz. Just a little spotlight, the roar of the crowd. A twinkle of glitter picks you up when you're down. Times of tears of tragedy to loss of a clown. To just keep breathing now.
That's the Australian chanteuse Melissa Madden Gray, also known as Meow Meow. Now, I guess she performs something called Kamikaze Cabaret. Now, what is that?
Well, it's very postmodern theater, very postmodern cabaret. And it is a full theater piece directed by Emma Rice of the Knee-High Theater Group. And Gray herself compares herself to Pina Bausch and Cindy Sherman as an act. So, in other words, this is a wild night with Meow Meow.
An audience with Meow Meow opens tonight at Berkeley Rep and runs through October 19th. And next up, we have a collection of comedians who I think pretty much all have their own TV shows, but they're appearing on one big stage tonight at Shoreline. That's the Oddball Fest. It's happening tonight. And where do you even start? I mean, you start with Louis C.K.
I think you start with Louis C.K. And Whitney Cummings, who's one of the acts, says, you know, basically she and people like Dimitri Martin, Chris Hardwick, whom I absolutely love. I think he's one of the funniest guys on TV. Sarah Silverman, couldn't be better. They all come out, they do a little bit, and then they get out of the way because Louis's coming out. I mean, that basically describes it. He's the headliner.
The Funny or Die Oddball Comedy Fest is at Shoreline tonight. It starts early. It starts at 5 o'clock. That is in Mountain View. And next up, a man of many talents.
You say you'll never go home, but the truth is you never left it. At the top of the canyon, we look down at what can be created.
Owen Pallett is a multi-instrumentalist, composer, and artist, and he's become well-known for writing film music. He just got an Oscar nod
for her, and he
plays with the Arcade Fire.
He does. He's also played with Linkin Park. He's done a lot of different things. He had a little group called Les Mouches that I really loved for a long time. I love Owen. I love his stuff. It's just unpredictable. He doesn't play the usual music biz game. You don't know where he's going to pop up next or what he's going to do, but whatever it's going to be, it's always interesting. His latest album is called In Conflict, which means probably that his calendar is in conflict because he does so many things.
Tonight, Owen Pallett is at the Great American Music Hall. And not too far away from the Great American is UC Hastings College of the Law, which is an unlikely venue for dance performance, but not for Joe Kreider and Flyaway Productions.
No, as many people know, you know, she creates these amazing aerial ballets, dances on the outsides of buildings, and it sounds like, you know, kind of gimmicky, and it is absolutely a mesmerizing experience to watch what she's doing. This time she's collaborating with musician Pamela Z and Rose Aguilar, who wrote a piece called Old Female and Homeless for the Nation. And the piece that Joe Kreider has created here is called Multiple Mary and Invisible Jane, and it's about older homeless women.
And it's the second in a trilogy of pieces that she's creating that focus on the mid-market neighborhood and the changes going on there.
Right.
Multiple Mary and Invisible Jane will be performed outside of UC Hastings tonight and tomorrow night, and there are lots of other performances in the next week. It's our cheap thrill this week because it's free. And now, a good excuse to go out on Monday night.
Even closing your eyes, you can't let it go. Surrounded inside, leave it alone. You don't get it back.
That's Richard Buckner with the title track off his last album called Surrounded, which Rolling Stone put on their list of the 27 best albums you didn't hear in 2013. Mm-hmm. Definitely an underrated guy. He's been around for 20 years, and I'm still amazed that he's not a bigger star, bigger name than he is.
Yeah, I know. I kind of feel the same way, but by the same token, because he's not a bigger star, maybe he's able to continue doing what he wants to do as opposed to somebody putting, you know, big production numbers behind him or, you know, forcing him to be a little more upbeat or whatever it might be. I really love his voice. I love his sensibilities.
Richard Buckner is at the Hemlock on Monday night. And we just have enough time for one more thing. That's something that you're going to be doing tonight and tomorrow, right?
That's right. San Francisco writer and filmmaker Tom Dolby has made a film called Last Weekend. It opens today. And tonight and tomorrow night, I'll be kind of moderating a post-screening discussion for the 7:30 screenings of that film. It stars Patricia Clarkson, and the film is at the Vogue Theater. Please show up and say hello.
Thanks for the list, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Susie Rocho, and you can find details on all these shows and even more picks at kqed.org/thedolist.